Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I am here today to talk to the latest person evicted from the Big Brother Canada 7 house. It's Mackie. Mackie has been evicted in a tie vote where Dane broke the tie, breaking also his word. So I'm very interested to hear from Mackie, see how he is handling the situation, how betrayed he feels, and what his thoughts are on the rest of the house, how he got to where he got to, and everything else that's involved in these exit interviews with the time that we have. So without any further ado, I hope you guys enjoy Mackie. Hey, Mackie, how's it going?
What's up, my man? Living the dream.
Are you doing all right?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing fine. I'm happy to be alive, man. My limbs work. My brain's working fine. I'm happy to be here having this conversation with you.
It's a good perspective. So, Mackie, tell me, what happened? Why do you think you were sent home this week?
Oh, man. Other than being too cute, it must be the fact that I came off as a threat, considering the fact I'm not even a competitor. I was having too much fun, which blows my mind because, like, people see that and they got scared. They got spooked by me just pushing myself and trying to be a better human. And they really shriveled up and they probably decided that it was a good chance to get a good player out while I was there. I was on there on the block and they took the opportunity. And, like, they're all a bunch of scaredy cats, man. That's what it came down to.
Who do you think was most responsible for your demise here?
I mean, like, as best it was, like, my homies had, my people had my back. Kira had their people, but it was all Dane, man. It all came down to Dane's words, and he was a spineless man. He gave me his word, he gave me his honor, and he literally stripped it right when it was his time to shine.
Yeah, it seemed like one of the final turning points in the week was on Wednesday when you brought up Anthony's name as a possible nominee, and then Anthony kind of caught wind of that and he got kind of upset. What was happening there? Why did you bring up Anthony?
Okay, so I'm brand new to this game, right? So I don't really know much strategies. I don't know how people do things. So when his name came up, I was holding him in high regard. It's in the same aspect that Dane put me up because he claims to me that I was one of the most likable players. You put the most likable player versus the least likable player, and it should be easy for the house to vote. That being said, I hold Anthony in high regard, so I thought he'd be the most likable player. So you put the most likable player with Corey, and just based off Dane's framework, I use that same strategy towards mine. Little do I know that, you know, there's a spy in the room and they just go mouth off what I'm saying. I'm just bouncing ideas, right? But that was my downfall. Just being naive and saying that I could bounce these ideas off people ended up turning around against me. And even Anthony, like, I even tried so hard to explain to him, but he just took it so petty. Like, he's a prideful dude. And I feel like I hurt his pride a lot. And it really hurt me. It really hurt me that he didn't really give me the chance or the forgiveness that I feel like I deserved. Like, there was no threat, no target on him. And he really took it hard.
Yeah, you mentioned that you didn't know the game as well. Do you think you were at a disadvantage not knowing the game as well as the people who were fans of the show in the house?
Yes and no. In a sense, yes, because these people have seen other humans in the same scenario, so they can kind of pick out how people react to certain things, what works in the game and what doesn't. No, because the way Big Brother works is that even the people that knew the game very well, there's still a lot of twists, a lot of plot twists, a lot of turns that these people can't even predict, even if they are professionals at studying the game. So, I mean, ultimately, I'd like to say I didn't know the game, but I know humans very well, and I know I left my mark on them.
There you go. If you had stayed and you won HOH in this next HOH competition, what would have been your plan? Who would you have actually put on the block?
So let's say Dane kept his word. I would have respected that and honored him and kept him true to keeping him safe. I would have put Corey up because we all had a house consensus to kick the new person out, no matter who they were. And so I would have put Corey up, and I definitely would have put up Sam up. Just like I told the people that had my back, those were my targets. And Sam, she was a troublemaker. She was quiet. She was making, stirring the pot left and right. So putting those two people up would definitely been my follow through. Yeah, I said it to the people and I would stay true to it. And even right now out of the house, I still would have done the same thing because I want to be true to myself. And I, if I say something to someone, I'm going to do it.
There you go. Who do you think in the house is playing the best game?
Who's playing the best game right now? In all aspects, like, Adam's killing it, right? Like, Adam got the HOH, he got the POV, so physically he's superior to everyone, and he's got a good head on his shoulders, too, so he's playing a very well game. That being said, he's not my favorite player, obviously. Like, we don't really even connect on a social level, but playing the best game-wise, I would probably go with Adam.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've also talked to Laura now, and it does seem like a lot of people in the house are having similar issues where there's maybe some level of respect for Adam, but not a lot of people have been able to connect with him. What do you think that is? What was your issue in connecting with Adam?
I feel like we're just raised differently. I feel like he's just a different person. He likes different things. I like different things. He's very reserved. He's very reserved in being open and honest. And obviously he knows the game in and out. So he did it for the right reasons. And me, like, being naive, having my heart on my sleeve, I'm spilling everything. And he was just using it to his advantage. And to be honest, like, at the end of the day, I just feel like we were raised differently and we just like different things. So we just didn't click on that level.
Yeah. Who do you think is playing the worst game in the house?
Playing the worst game in the house. Everyone's doing their thing, man. Everyone's doing their thing very well. I would probably say worst game, I hate to say it, but it'd be Kira. Kira's has a heavy emotion in every room that they go to. They just have a kind of a downing cloud everywhere they went. And I feel like it wasn't just me that felt that. I felt like the whole house felt that. And that's probably why they were put on the block in the first place.
Yeah. Who did you feel closest to in the house?
It would definitely be two people. One for sure would be Mama. Mama K was amazing to me. She showed me the ropes of the game. I chose her as a mentor, just like all main characters and all stories. They need a mentor to begin with. So I chose her. She really taught me a lot. Second of all would be Esty for sure. She's a super cute girl, super down to earth. And she really had my back, man. And I really felt that in all aspects. So those would be the two I was closest with, 100%.
One thing that you saw in the goodbye messages was that Adam said he was part of an alliance called the Pretty Boys. Do you have a reaction to this?
Yeah, they may be pretty boys, but they really got ugly hearts, man. I don't know what really came down to it. It was really strange. I mean, but like for good cause, like putting Anthony and Adam together is like huge, two towers, literally. Everyone's got to do what they got to do at the end of the day. And what still amuses me to this day is that they saw me as a threat. These two big gorillas, literally made of steel, were scared of little old me. And I find it so amusing. I'm so proud of myself and so humbled that these two people that you'd see on the street and walk the other way were scared of me. And I find it hilarious.
Do you think they're going to be able to keep this alliance a secret? Do you think they're going to do well here? Or do you feel like there's some sort of downfall coming soon?
I really hope that they do get separated because it will be a force to reckon with for sure. That being said, they were actually pretty good with not showing it because half the time Anthony's trying to sleep and the other time Adam's working out. So it wasn't like the type where they're hanging out. They probably did their hangouts either late at night or just in the bathrooms here and there. So they have been keeping it hidden pretty well. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go quite far with it.
All right, one last question. If you could vote for a winner right now, who would be your winner?
I would pick Esty, man, hands down. I would love for her to win. I'd love for her to have a fire sparked in her and just to push it all the way. And it would be so mind-blowing to see a girl that's just like a little mouse, little cute girl, just come over and take it.
All right. Thank you so much, Mackie.
Thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
You too. And there you have it. Mackey, we got some interesting answers there. I thought it was interesting that he said Adam was playing the best game. It seemed like there was a sort of grudging respect for Adam, despite the fact that that they never really clicked. Definitely unsurprised with his support for Esty, who did work very hard to keep him in the game. It's also interesting to hear from the perspective of somebody in the house, like what it means to see that these guys, the pretty boys, are together, because he really does. He sees Adam as one sort of pillar over here and Anthony over here. And I wonder if part of what's keeping them safe is that the rest of the house thinks that eventually they will keep each other in check. But actually, these two big forces in the house are working together. And that's obviously quite dangerous. And if they do get exposed, I'm sure they will be targeted as soon as possible there. So interesting response from Mackey with that in mind. So there it is. We talked to Mackey. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren. I will be live tomorrow morning and every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that's happening on the feeds. And then, Monday night, we've got a roundtable where we'll do the stock watch and have fun. Do lots of fun stuff. So check that out. Find me on Twitch, Instagram, wherever you want. And thanks for joining me. See you next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.